Thank you for tuning in to this audio abstract of our paper, Cross-Centre Replication of Suppressed Burrowing Behaviour as an Ethologically Relevant Pain Outcome Measure in the Rat, a prospective multicentre study. I'm Andrew Rice, Professor of Pain Research at Imperial College London, and along with Dr. Chris Rutten of Grünenthal, one of two joint senior authors of the paper. We had two aims with this study. Firstly, to provide a multi-laboratory replication of suppressed burrowing behaviour in laboratory rats as subjected to experimental inflammation. Secondly, to provide proof of concept and feasibility of a prospective multicentre approach to the validation of a novel preclinical outcome measure. Burrowing is an innate social behaviour of fossorial rodents such as rats, which in the wild live and breed in complex system of burrows. Burrowing behaviour is suppressed under adverse conditions such as illness and pain. However, importantly, burrowing is a spontaneous behaviour that is suppressed by spontaneous pain in this context is not reliant on being evoked by external sensory stimuli, a clinical relevance limitation of many other laboratory pain behavioural measures, for example in neuropathic pain. We believe that this is the first time in pain research that such a structured prospective multicentre approach to replication has been reported. Indeed, it's highly unusual in all fields of preclinical neuroscience. Conversely, the conventional approach to replication of a method whereby a group reports a new paradigm and then other groups may try and replicate their findings is inherently slow, inefficient, haphazard, and of course susceptible to publication bias. Furthermore, if experimental protocols are not published in great detail, then an obvious factor explaining any failure of replication is potentially explained by subtle differences in experimental approaches. We took a prospective approach to our earlier report of pain-associated suppression of rat burrowing behaviour by using this multicentre approach, and this borrowed many concepts from multicentre clinical trials in which several of the authors have direct experience. The study was conducted and funded under the auspices of the Innovative Medicines Initiative collaboration EuroPain. EuroPain is a private-public partnership of academic and industry pain researchers funded jointly by the European Commission and participating companies from the European Federation of Pharmaceutical Industries and Associations. 11 studies were conducted across 8 industry and academic centres to a standardised protocol across Europe, USA and Japan. Statistical analysis was centrally conducted in the Lundbeck facility in Denmark. A standard protocol, which we published with the paper, was agreed and necessary local variations permitted to accommodate local difference in laboratory practice and procedures, for example, different animal suppliers, variations in environmental housing conditions, and substrate and availability. The burrowing behaviour of male Wistar or Sprague Dawley rats was measured according to the protocol that was based on the original technique pioneered by Dr. Robert Deacon of Oxford University. Training burrowing sessions were conducted in pairs of rats offered 2.5 kilograms of substrate in a 100mm diameter tube. The amount of substrate remaining in the tube after 60 minutes exposure was measured. Single rats were then exposed to subsequent burrowing sessions at baseline and between 1 and 10 days after intrapranter injection of the inflammagen complete Freund's adjuvant. This model was chosen for the high likelihood of spontaneous ongoing pain, which is an assumption which potentially confounds other animal models, especially those purportedly associated with neuropathic pain. We cannot be 100% certain that a rat has spontaneous ongoing pain, even if it has hypersensitivity to sensory stimuli. Animals are allocated to either an inflammation group or one of two controlled sham injections or an intervention-free naive group. The naive group is important to control for subtle variations in local environmental conditions to which all complex rodent behaviours are inherently susceptible. We reported the paper transparently in accordance with the ARRIVE reporting guidelines. The mean weight of substrate burrowed by the rats in the baseline session was just over 1 kilogram, equating to just under half of the substrate offered. At the group level, the effect of complete Freund's adjuvant on burrowing was replicated across centres with a suppression of baseline burrowing behaviour by a mean of 374 grams less substrate borrowed than the baseline values. This effect peaked at 24 hours following CFA injection and was present for up to 10 days before gradually regressing to baseline values. Overall, reduced borrowing was partially replicated in 6 of the 8 participating centres, with an expected element inherent in multi-centre studies of variability between and within centres. In 7 out of 11 studies, borrowing behaviour was significantly suppressed 24 hours following CFA injection. Although the study was not designed, powered or conducted to investigate postulated sources of variability in borrowing behaviour, we were able, because of the permitted minor protocol variations, to suggest a number of potential variability factors which may merit further inspection to refine the method. We have provided with the paper a detailed protocol and effect size data to perform sample size calculations for future experiments which use the same method. There are, however, a number of limitations to this study. Firstly, this is the first time that a multi-centre approach has been attempted and it is not perfect. We have identified a number of areas where the design, conduct and reporting of such studies may be improved. Secondly, we only use young male rats, so further validation with females and rats of different ages is essential. In this case, we've replicated borrowing in experimental model of acute tissue inflammation and multi-centre validation in other pain areas, particularly neuropathic pain, where we first described the model, should be investigated. Finally, borrowing is suppressed by many environmental and disease factors afflicting rodent. It is not specific to pain. To be certain that any specific effect in an experiment is pain-mediated, the hypothesized pain effect on borrowing should be appropriately attenuated by pharmacological interventions selected as being efficacious or indeed inefficacious in randomized controlled clinical trials. This has already been undertaken at single center level by some of the authors and reported elsewhere. In conclusion, we have robustly replicated the suppression of borrowing behavior in rats subjected to tissue inflammation across a number of centers. We've also demonstrated the efficiency, feasibility and practicality of prospective multi-centre approach to validating an animal behavioural method for use in pain studies. We encourage future use of this multi-centre approach to replication in the evaluation not only of novel preclinical outcome measures, but also of pain models and pharmacological interventions. Thank you for your attention.